Bad weather is said to be complicating the American-led offensive against al-Qaeda forces in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. U.S. troops there have been supported by airstrikes, but snow may force a cutback in air operations. More than 1,000 U.S. forces are now involved in the offensive. U.S. and Afghan commanders say the battle is going their way, but the fighting is still heavy. Several U.S. soldiers involved in the combat on the first day today spoke about their experiences. NPR's Tom Jelton has their story.
U.S. infantry forces are said today to be making steady progress against entrenched al-Qaeda positions, but that's not the way this battle started last Saturday. Sergeant Major Frank Grippy of the Army's 10th Mountain Division led more than 100 soldiers into battle that day. He says the intelligence briefing he had gotten ahead of time didn't prepare him for what he faced.
The picture intel painted was just a little bit different than the actual events happening on the ground by numbers of al-Qaeda and the type of positions they had set up and so forth. Basically, my element to the south landing right at a base of an al-Qaeda stronghold.
Grippy and his soldiers found themselves exposed on a valley floor with the al-Qaeda troops on the ridges above them. Grippy and his men had barely dropped from their helicopter when the shooting began.
10 minutes into the flight, we started receiving mortar fire, rocket-propelled grenade, heavy machine gun fire, light machine gun fire, small arms fire, all from the hills above us.
Assaulting those al-Qaeda positions was out of the question. It would have been hard to fight uphill, plus they didn't have the firepower with them for that mission. Sergeant First Class Robert Healy says the 10th Mountain Unit had to be careful not to go through their ammunition too quickly, so intense was the combat.
We basically conserved fire, you know, after the initial assault. They weren't really popping their heads up too much. So we'd only shoot that, you know, at what we could see.
In fact, the big concern that first day was self-defense and then evacuating the wounded, Grippy and Healy among them.
During one of the mortar rounds, it hit myself and Sergeant Major Grippy and about 6 or 7 others. We had to move out of that area because usually where one round hits, another one's going to follow, you know, soon after. So we pushed away, and about 5 of the guys from Charlie Company, They stayed up on the ridgeline. They were, you know, receiving sniper fire and machine gun fire. Rounds are bouncing all around them, but they stayed there to cover a movement.
Grippy and Healy are now both back at their base being treated for shrapnel wounds. Speaking on a telephone hookup to the Pentagon, the soldiers said they're anxious to return to the fight, a fight, as Sergeant Major Grippy points out, that's been American-led from the beginning.
The Afghan forces on the first day received heavy automatic weapons fire and mortar fire, and they could not make it through the other canyons into the valley. So the Afghan forces never arrived. This was a total American force in the Shalikot Valley that day.
Grippy and Healy are both combat veterans, unlike many of the young American soldiers now fighting in the mountains of Afghanistan. But Healy says the troops are all motivated by the thought of how this war started.
The events on September 11th, you know, that motivated a lot of guys, and they kept them straight on the line there on what they had to do and, you know, what our mission was to, as the president said, we're going to get rid of the al-Qaeda. With the experience of the older soldiers, they're making sure these young guys are staying focused.
The momentum now seems to be with the American-led offensive, the result of U.S. troop reinforcements over the past few days, combined with very heavy air attacks from B-52s, fighter jets, AC-130 gunships, and Apache attack helicopters. And an Afghan commander, Abdul Mateen Hassan Khel, told reporters today through a translator that al-Qaeda fighters are now trapped.
The specific information is that we have blocked all the routes that they were using previously to bring in reinforcements and to supply their troops. They're all blocked, and I assure you that they are surrounded.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who's been loath to make any promises, today sounded more optimistic about the offensive than he's been at any point before this.
It strikes me that it should end. I would think it would end sometime this weekend or next week, but one can't be sure.
Indeed, the latest weather report is not encouraging. Snow would not only make it hard to continue air operations in the mountains, it could also give al-Qaeda forces some cover to infiltrate new troops into the fight. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.